A leading stem cell lawyer wants laws changed to allow scientists to pay women for donor eggs. Melbourne's University professor Loanne Skeen says there'll be increased demand for eggs once there's a major breakthrough in stem cell research. And she says that harvesting the eggs is an invasive procedure for which women should be compensated. But some medical ethicists warn it's a path that Australia should not take. Ashley Hall reports.
If you believe the hype about stem cell research, it could deliver treatments for some of the most debilitating diseases. There's hope the victims of spinal injuries may walk again. Scientists think stem cells might also provide a cure for cancer and Parkinson's disease. Loanne Skeen is a professor of law at the University of Melbourne.
If this goes ahead, I think that scientists will want to do more embryo research.
And that will require more embryos. But embryos are in short supply.
If there is an additional payment to women for being prepared to undergo the procedures for donating eggs, that will encourage more egg donation.
How would you see that payment made?
Well, people talk about them actually selling their eggs, but what they're really being paid for is the subjecting themselves to the process of taking the drugs to produce more eggs, and then the surgical procedure for retrieving the eggs for research.
Generally, researchers rely on unused embryos from in vitro fertilisation procedures, as well as reprogrammed skin cells to do their work. Last month, New York became the first state in the US to allow researchers to pay women to give eggs for research.
In New York, they're talking about something like $5,000. In Australia, I think it would be less, but we would have to talk about what would be appropriate in these circumstances. At the moment, women can get their medical expenses and, you know, reasonable travelling expenses and time off work, but there isn't an amount that's paid as compensation to them just for doing the procedure.
For the purposes of this discussion, I've left aside the heated debate about whether it's ethical to use embryos for research. But Professor Skeen's suggestion raises some other ethical questions. Associate Professor Bernadette Tobin is the director of the Plunkett Centre for Ethics at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney.
I'm sure that with respect to many organs and tissues, an argument could be put up that a special case should be made. My view is that that really would be the thin end of the wedge, and it would be the beginning of the commercialisation of this whole area of human activity. So although I can understand that, and although there are, you know, we've had very great difficulty in Australia trying to generate sufficient numbers of organs and tissues to make them available for transplantation. We've got real problems there, but I wouldn't go the commercialisation route.
And Bernadette Tobin says Australia should look to the experience of other countries before it considers allowing payment for human tissue.
When you look at the sociology and the demographics of who gets the organ and tissues and who supplies them, it tends to be the case that it's poor people supplying them and affluent and rich people getting them.
Professor Skeen says there's a clear difference between blood and organ donations and the giving of eggs.
It is true that we don't pay for blood, and you might say that this is the first step to a market in blood, but we find that people are quite happy to give blood because it's such a minor invasion of the body to give blood. But egg donation's different because it does require an operation.
And she says any payment would only be for eggs given for research purposes, and scientists would have to follow strict protocols to make sure there's no exploitation.
I think that we have the means through our ethics committee structure to set limits on who is allowed to donate eggs and the circumstances in which they're recruited and the way that they're treated.
Loanne Skeen, a professor of law at the University of Melbourne, ending Ashley Hall's report.